Go.
Okay. Welcome to episode 35 of the Nerdcast podcast, not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew, minus Joe Dust, who's in California, probably smoking some legal dope over there. And we're not coming from Site B. We're in Jay's basement, the baseball slash alcoholics mecca here, which is just a whole bunch of baseball and alcoholic memorabilia around. But anyway, we'll go around this little table here and introduce everybody. We have Big Matt.
Hello.
When have I ever ripped on you for being a Jew? Oh, yeah? Well, you're a stupid Jew.
You're a Jew.
Shut your goddamn Jew mouth.
Good job, Jew.
Jew. Stop, Jew. You're a Jewish.
Dude, he's Jewish.
Jew.
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 I told you Jewish people don't have rhythm.
F*** off, Carmen!
Wow. Wow.
Oh,
where
shit.
Did you find it? How long did it take you to put that together?
Oh, shit.
He's been sitting on that for a while.
Oh,
wow.
We have Cripple Jay.
Hey.
Fuck Jay.
How
Let's
do I
go
follow
back to that?
How do I follow that up?
You don't follow that. Holy shit.
And Sound Guy Steve.
Hi.
Music. I couldn't find my way out on the outside. I couldn't see beyond the trees.
I talked to Jeff Britton from Exit 6 a few weeks ago, and we got two beers from there, and then we're also drinking Katie, which he recommended outside of his brewery.
Oh, yeah, I saw Second Shift. And
yeah.
Which I listened to the Jeff episode. He's a very good interview.
Yeah, he is.
Good job. He carried you guys' asses. You guys were awful, but he was good.
Well, the point of it is just to let him talk.
Yeah. All right, well, which one do you want first, the vanilla or the Prince William?
Not the Prince Albert. Definitely not that one.
No.
Do the vanilla one. I'll make the decision for you. You look like you're struggling on making a decision. So how have you guys been? It's been a while since we podcasted. Everybody good?
Yeah. You ready to play hockey next weekend?
I'm ready to play hockey next weekend. Maybe. As long as I get rid of this cold.
Because everyone that's listening to us can hear him right now.
I know.
I heard him on my headphones, so they can maybe hear him.
Yeah. Jay, what you been up to?
Same old, same old.
Same old.
On Thanksgiving, my niece tried to get me to do the mannequin challenge, and I said no.
What is that? I don't even know what it is.
Stupid.
That's where
I saw like a baseball team or maybe a hockey team or a soccer team like on a plane.
All kinds of sports.
Like you just stay still.
Remember the bullshit like planking?
Well, planking is an exercise, right?
Well, yeah. No. Well, not planking. No.
Not the one that was on the internet all over the place like 2 years ago.
I don't remember that then.
It was people laying flat and like hanging off ledges and stuff. So the mannequin challenge now is... Yeah. You go around a room and record everybody who's standing absolutely still. Okay. And my niece wanted to do it, and I pretty much said fuck off. And I got... I was just about on the couch that night because I was the only person in the family besides one of my kids that didn't want to do it.
Well, it sounds kind of lame.
It is lame.
That's a huge can of beer. Holy crap.
It's a crowler.
That's a can.
Even writes on it.
It's awesome.
A crowler, can growler.
Can growler. Usually they're bottled, though, I thought.
Mm, growlers, yeah. With a G.
Oh, growler versus a crowler.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm not a beer aficionado.
See, the crowlers, they can fill up, and then they press the top on.
Yeah, I was watching him do it. You see him over there on the machine? He just puts it on there.
They last longer than standard growler.
Was Jeff there when you went and got it?
Yeah, he actually was working on it. He looked totally different because he shaved his fucking beard.
Oh, yeah. Did he do that like for a challenge or something?
Yeah.
A charity thing.
Oh, charity thing. Okay.
Yeah, apparently they raised enough money.
Would you ever shave your head or your beard for a charity thing?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd shave my head before I shave my beard.
I would shave my head, obviously. I got nothing left on top. But Tony,
nope.
Would you shave everything? Well, you already shaved your head pretty much. Mm-hmm. Would you shave your beard off?
Oh, yeah.
Shave your anus?
And, yeah. And the taint.
Why
are we recording anyway? I'm just curious.
Would you put your taint hair on eBay for others to bid on?
Well, if it made money,
You never know. You never know who's crazy out there.
It's like, yes, this is Prince's taint hair. $5,000.
Princess taint hair.
Oh, Prince.
Oh, Prince as in Prince. I thought you said Princess as in Princess. Yeah.
Princess.
Who's this?
I'm the fucking sound guy and I am the fucking bartender.
Don't expect the tip. Or just the tip.
Oh, great.
Oh!
So it's going to be mediocre beer. Huh? Okay, I get it.
Uh-huh. Hold on. Different smell. I was expecting.
I was expecting
a vanilla smell. And
this
not
is the vanilla cream ale. Oh.
This doesn't smell like it at all. This does not smell like best vanilla.
Make sure you somebody takes.
Or
a picture
sorry,
of that
best cream soda is probably the best cream soda out there. But this, did you smell any vanilla?
I've never smelled deer piss, but this. I wouldn't want to. I'm not dissing Exit 6. I'm just saying I have a cold.
Oh wow.
When you taste it, it doesn't taste as it smells at all. When you smell it, it's not what it is. But yeah, it tastes really good.
It's actually good.
Oh, fuck yeah. Nice.
It's very smooth.
It's actually good.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't
I hope Jeff isn't listening to this.
Much like the dancers on the east side, you shouldn't judge by smell, okay?
Because
nobody else hear that, goddammit? Okay.
I heard it.
I acknowledge it. That was funny.
I'm making a point, because he wants to try to knock us for critiquing a beer.
He's
a brewmaster is what we call him, I guess.
Yes.
A brewmaster.
Well, he's not the brewmaster. He's the owner.
Jesus Christ, a Latter-day Saint.
But regardless, he has to take criticism with every beer he makes.
Oh, yeah.
So when we tell him, he said it himself. He wants to know what a customer would think about it. So my first reaction, when I smell it, not the best smell, but when I taste it, I love it. So maybe he can do something to add to the smell
and also,
as well as the taste.
I was just
Jewish. Kyle, win of the...
Okay.
Jesus. I was just I was drinking this Christmas ale from Schlafly, and
but Schlafly is not Exit 6, and I like Exit 6 better.
No,
because he was nice.
But
to
maybe
us.
That's why it kind of smelled weird to me. I'm like,
hey, somebody check the back. Everybody check the back of your connections real quick.
Mine's connected.
Are you hearing me put my glass down?
No. It's like somebody's doing
or popping.
Okay.
No.
Did you try that?
That's actually it's very smooth. I like
yeah,
it.
It's
very
good beer.
Smooth. Yeah.
This is the vanilla what now?
Vanilla cream ale.
Oh, okay.
5.5 APV.
Oh, so I can get you fucked up.
Canned today.
Because hold on, what do you
all right. Thank you, Jeff. Is his name right?
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
8%. Are we doing the intro?
That's gonna get you.
Are we doing an intro?
No, we're just going into it. We'll record it later.
Oh.
This is the way to do it. You start talking.
He had an intro all planned out. And
oh,
stuff.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, you did some prep work.
Yeah.
Nice. Do
well,
it.
With sound and stuff.
Hey, just throw it in whenever Matt talks.
No, I'll do it for the recording. You have to do it like with this.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
So Toner, did you watch DC Invasion?
Yes, I did.
Matt, did you watch it?
No, is that the crossover event?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch it. I haven't watched a single episode of this year.
I finished it last night.
We don't have a. We got rid of cable.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a. The antenna to put on the wall yet.
Okay.
I haven't gotten that yet. And I didn't watch them on. And I know you can watch them online if you go to CW's website.
Yeah.
But they take them off. And as soon as I miss the first
one.
Yeah.
They only leave like the last 5-ouncer.
Yeah.
Once you miss the first one, you're out of it.
It's not worth it. Yeah. So I got to wait till it comes out. But I heard CW's going to start putting their shows on Netflix like as soon as the season's over.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it. Because they're about to go on hiatus anyway, right? Like that.
Mid-season finales.
Like, coming up, right? Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was legit. They've got their shit together as far as their TV universe goes, as we've said numerous times.
I heard Supergirl's really good. I actually heard Supergirl's probably the best show on the channel now.
It's a wash. Season one of Supergirl's been better than this season, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
It was hit and miss for me. Supergirl was okay, and there's some parts I didn't like.
Supergirl's held in high esteem in this household because Madeline's a huge fan. That's like the only superhero she likes. So...
But it's been legit. I mean, they've introduced Superman, you know, just to letting him know, hey, he's there.
And that's Teen Wolf Boy? The guy from Teen Wolf?
I don't know.
I don't know. Was he the Teen Wolf? Is that who he is?
I have no clue.
I have no idea.
I don't have MTV.
There's only one Teen Wolf we know.
Michael J. Fox.
All right.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Joe's not here to make
I tell you what, I don't like... Comment. I don't like... What's that show? Legends. Legends of Tomorrow. I don't like Legends of Tomorrow. It's not good. And you have to force yourself to try to like it, I think.
You really do.
And then they make you watch the crossover. Like it's just like a comic book where you have to go buy when they do a crossover event. I got to go buy that book to see what happens next kind of thing.
I think season two has been better than season one was. But season one, it followed a formula for every single episode. Yeah. Two people in the Legends have some kind of conflict. They deal with their mission.
With each
other?
They
resolve the conflict.
They have conflict with each other. Okay.
Yeah.
How many are on the team now? Are there like 8 people?
No, it's less than that this season because there's no.
Who they get rid of? Is that a spoiler?
Captain Colt. Well,
spoiler.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to spoil.
That was the end of season one. If you all haven't seen it yet,
have you not watched season one?
I didn't hate the show. I gave the show like three episodes and I was done.
Captain Colt was the best part of the show, and he's no longer on it.
He was fucking punk though. He was good when he was on The Flash, and he was in just for a quick hit. And
yeah.
Out. Just for an episode here, and then go away for a while, and then come back. Him constantly is too much for me.
Well, like, yeah, because he talks so pronounced,
yes.
And it drives you nuts for a full season.
So what we're trying to get is, fuck you, Captain Cold.
But unfortunately, he was one of the strongest characters on there.
Because then the other guy was...
Heatwave.
Yeah, that was Drake from Blade 3. That's your boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Weren't they both in...
Prison Break.
Prison Break,
they're brothers, yeah. So.
Yeah.
I never watched
but
the show.
But Heatwave's still on there, and actually he's been really good this season.
He's good.
Speaking of Prison Break, I watched The Rock recently.
Yeah.
Not as in like Dwayne The Rock. I mean the movie The Rock from the 90s.
Oh yeah, that was
Michael Bay directed it, right?
Yeah.
Say what you will, Michael Bay has made lots of shit movies, but he made The Rock.
He's made good.
That
legit.
Was good.
Yeah.
That movie.
That was good. Yes, it was.
Is one of the best. I'm gonna say it's one of the best action movies ever made. Tell me. Something that's far superior to it in every single way, from an action movie standpoint only.
Fifth Element.
What? Multipass? Nah.
Die Hard.
No. Okay.
Superior in every single way.
It's John McClane in a high rise.
Terminator
the villain
2.
Was better. The villain was better, I guess. But you, but you had
Terminator
no,
2.
But you had no sympathy for the villain in Die Hard. Anybody have any sympathy for the villain in Die Hard? That's what makes a villain very good is when you have sympathy for a villain.
After Ed Harris died this year, maybe.
That wasn't this year, right? He was last year, right?
No, it was this year.
Was it this
year? It was this year.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that died in 2016.
A lot.
Tons of people died. 2016 has been an awful year.
We're going to do it all at the end.
Thanks for derailing us.
Hey, I'm just trying to fucking figure this out. The whole format has gone to shit now. It's like, let's just start talking and then we'll record stuff at the end.
Are you wearing a Nickelback shirt? I can't read
what
it.
Are you fucking stupid? Jesus
well,
Christ.
The way you're
go
wearing,
back to Canada.
Wait, the way you're wearing your scarf. Mind you, he's wearing a scarf.
Yeah, it's totally straight.
Inside.
When you have it crossed, all I saw was an N and then a C.
Oh, it's Pretty Hate Machine.
We'll call it Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hey, look at me with my Beastie Boys record with the fucking hamster
whoa, whoa,
on it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Beastie Boys. Come on, man. Don't make fun of Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys is awesome.
Oh, I got to find a record player. I found a $250 turntable.
Do you have a record player for your records?
I do.
My parents had an awesome record player growing up. I like that record player.
I just bought a limited edition. I bought two, so
Tupac.
I could play one.
You play a Tupac record.
The Tupac, Tupacalypse
then
now.
Tupacalypse?
713 limited edition copies made or pressed and mid-release, so. I'm like, well, I need a record now.
I got the record player.
When you're doing
player.
That,
player.
Yeah, it sounds like you're taking a piss when you're pouring that.
Leslie Nielsen, Naked Gun.
No, I
got the record player for when my
sounds
Leslie
like the
Nielsen's
beginning of Gin and Juice.
Tom Hanks in League of Their Own when he's taking a piss at the toilet.
Yeah,
they had to get the watch out to see how long he was going at it.
Yeah, but the Naked Gun, he just kept going, and then they'd stop. He'd stop, and they'd start talking again. And they'd start going.
So yeah, where were we? We went on a tangent from Legends of Tomorrow to The Rock, and you're trying to argue that Die Hard was.
I don't know.
Spar superior in every single way.
Well, you're putting me on the spot. I don't know. It's the first thing that
well,
came
it's
to
Christmas
mind.
Season, so you have to talk Die Hard.
Well, it's a Shane Black movie, so it's good. Well, no, it's not Shane. He wrote it, didn't he? I thought he wrote it.
No, John McTiernan? Or
McTiernan directed it.
Yeah.
But I thought Shane Black wrote it. Didn't he have a writing credit for it? You can look it up. It doesn't matter.
IMDb it real
I'm
quick.
About ready to move that over so his mouth actually hits it. Hold on.
I'm good. No, I'm good. I moved it. I'm right here.
Steve, it's fine.
That's fine. Sit down. You and your scarf can sit down.
Cold.
Just your neck, huh?
Well, it said if I wore a t-shirt during the winter, I
wear. All right, Die Hard, 1988.
Give me a Shane Black credit on that. Who cares? I don't care. I lost interest.
Writer, Roderick Thorpe, Jeb Stuart, and others.
Maybe you got another of it? I don't know.
Nope. Steven DeSouza.
De Jesus?
It's based off a novel by Roderick Thorpe called Nothing Lasts Forever. I might have to track that down.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know Shane Black's writing the
new
Predator.
Is that your favorite Christmas movie?
I think so.
Because, what was it?
Jen Christmas Vacation's right there with it. But
Jen was watching a movie called The Family Stone the other night. That's her. She watches that every Christmas over and
chick
over
flick.
And over.
I like Scrooge, man, with Bill Murray. That's
really?
My shit right
I
there.
I never watched that. I've seen scenes of it, but I never watched it.
I've never actually watched the whole thing either.
It's awesome, dude.
You're talking the guy that never saw a Neverending Story. So there's lots of things. I've watched tons of movies.
Blasphemy.
But there's movies I just don't watch like that.
My kids have seen Neverending Story like three times.
But her favorite Christmas movie is Elf, and then I tried to come up with my favorite Christmas movie, and I was like, I don't really like Christmas movies.
Probably Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation is strong, but that's a good movie regardless of Christmas.
No, that's true.
I watched it last night.
And I was like trying to come up with movies that I only like because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And I like Christmas Vacation at any time in the year. Excuse me. But my Christmas-centric only, maybe Christmas, Christmas Story.
I did fix you.
God, it's been years since I've watched that.
That's a pretty classic one. But, I mean, Die Hard is probably my... If we can count that as a Christmas... Just because it takes place during Christmas.
Well, I post every year on Facebook that, that's my favorite Christmas
movie. I've made a tradition of coming home on Christmas Eve, watching the Pope do the Mass, just because I want to see him speak in Latin, because it's just, for some reason, I would do it. And then I watch Die Hard after that. And then I wake up way too early in the morning.
Until you hear Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, it's not Christmas season.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So are we just jumping in? Are you got topics from what we did from earlier in the week, or does he have them all too?
He's got like 47 movies written down that he's watched since last
35.
Time. 35. My bad.
I'm like 37 dicks, 35 movies.
Nice.
37. Well, my girlfriend sucked 37 dicks. In a row?
Hey, get back over here.
I got right. stuff. I mean, I don't know. But Jay, what did you have on the agenda? I don't know. Do we want to?
Did you watch Luke Cage?
Here. I wanted to try to finish it before we got together to talk tonight.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't do it.
Racist.
No, you know why I didn't do it? Not for that reason at all. that's the thing. If you don't watch it, are you a racist?
No.
I think you are. I think if you don't watch Luke Cage, you're a racist.
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit. Because here's the thing. I've watched Luke Cage. I watched all the way up until maybe episode 8.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. It's not good. It's not a good show. There's parts that I do think that are good. I love the guy that plays Luke Cage. I think the character Luke Cage is awesome. The writing is so slow. There's minimal action in the show at all. When you got a guy that's indestructible, I want to see him break stuff every episode. Because one episode he did a toner and he broke through a wall with his bare fists. I was like, there's Toner getting really angry at something and punching until he got out of a wall. Spoilers, I guess. But
yeah, doesn't matter.
But I got all the way till. Have you guys all watched it, or am I going to spoil it?
I've watched it.
I've seen it.
Steve
doesn't care.
Some of it.
Yeah, but do you care if I talk?
No,
okay,
no,
okay. I got to the point where he met his brother, which was Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And then I was done.
No, that's Stryker.
No, Cottonmouth is his name, right?
Cottonmouth owns the club.
No. Oh, wait, you're right.
Yeah.
Cottonmouth.
Yeah, it was.
No, it's
oh,
Diamondback.
Diamondback. Okay, yeah,
my bad. You corrected me. You're right.
Yeah, sorry.
So Cottonmouth was the guy that died.
Whichever snake.
Well, I was waiting for, what was it? It was Kill Bill with all the snakes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
oh,
so.
The black, was it white?
Black Mamba.
Black Mamba.
Black Mamba.
All right, okay.
Yeah. I was like, are they ripping off Kill Bill right now with all this shit? But, whatever.
No, those were all actual characters.
But did you guys actually really like Luke Cage at all?
I enjoyed it.
But it's not better than Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Or Jessica Jones.
It can't hold Daredevil's jock, dude.
But see, here's the thing. I think it was written for a different audience than us.
Are you saying that from a racial standpoint?
I have actually.
You are a racist. Because every episode is named after an ODB song, right?
Right.
Or something like that, right?
I don't think it was ODB, but it was definitely.
Was it Wu-Tang?
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I thought it had something to do
with I don't want to hear
no,
that.
No, it wasn't Wu-Tang.
I hate that. Don't.
Really?
Why are you got to bring race? I mean, it's important that. Okay, Harlem was an important centric part of the story. And it's good to have a superhero of color. That's awesome. But I don't see Luke Cage for color. I see Luke Cage as a badass. That's an awesome character that's indestructible and can beat shit up. That's what I want to see out of my comic book shows. And in this show, he didn't do it. I'm sorry. You got a guy that's trying to be a pacifist, being a comic book hero. You can't do that. You have to take a stand and fight. And he seemed like he was reluctant to do anything. Which, that's fine to be reluctant at first. Let him do that for a few episodes. And then just go, you know what? I'm not standing for this, and then just go on a rampage and take everybody out. But this show drug on. Like, I've never seen a show drug on this long. It's just, it was horrible. Yeah. Sorry.
Just for the record, the episode names were based off Gangstar.
Gangstar.
Oh, Gangstar. Okay. Gangstar.
But Odie, or
Method Man
was in it.
He was in that, okay.
Yeah, you didn't get to that.
Okay.
It's
just not a good show. It's not. And I want it to be. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I want it to be a good show. And like I said, what's the guy? Is it Mike Coulter?
Mike Coulter.
He is awesome.
Yeah.
I liked him a whole lot in Jessica Jones. And I love Jessica Jones. I thought that show, where that drug a little bit, there's some parts that were slow in Jessica Jones. And maybe because it was Jessica Jones and Luke Cage, they had 12 episodes, they had 10.
12 episodes each.
Cut them down to 8. Cut them down to 8 each, and you're fine. Daredevil, fuck, you can do 22 episodes of Daredevil. I don't give a shit. That show can just go on. I don't care. Because I think they put more money in Daredevil. I think that's the true thing. I don't know. I don't think they're that heavily invested financially in Jessica Jones or Luke Cage.
They didn't really have to be in Jessica Jones because there wasn't a lot of special effects needed.
Well, what made Jessica Jones stand out was the fact they actually had a villain that was worth watching.
Yes.
And that's the problem with every Marvel movie or TV show is having a villain worth watching. And
yeah.
That's why you would think DC would be superior in all their stuff because they have superior villains, but they suck. DC's just... But the TV shows are good. TV shows are good.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're on point.
So I didn't finish. I wanted to finish Luke Cage. I couldn't make myself do it. I watched movies instead. So
I enjoyed it. I liked the musical aspect of the whole show. It was slow at parts, but I got through it. I did not care for Theo Rossi too much.
Yeah, he was awful.
Yeah.
He was really
Who's
bad.
That? Which one?
He was Juice from Sons of Anarchy. Do you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
No, I haven't. No.
Which there was a spinoff of that show, by the way.
Wait, was he the
he was kind of like the henchman.
He's got a mohawk, kind of, but shaved down on his head, but the side of his head are his bald, name? And he put tattoos of like, lightning bolts, maybe is what they were on the side of his heads.
But he's one of Cottonmouth's like henchmen or body or
his main role in every episode was, do I need to call Diamondback? Do I need to bring him into this? Are you going to do what I say? Kind of thing.
Oh, Shades. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's who he was, yeah.
Shades talk cool. I like the way he talks.
Luke Cage was 14 episodes.
It was 14? Oh, 14 shit.
14 episodes. They had that thing go 14 IMDb. Episodes.
Wow.
That's maybe why.
They're all 12 or 13 check. Normally, but damn, okay, maybe you got another one.
Too long. Way too
13
long.
Episodes. They've already got number one of season 2 on IMDb.
I just don't like it when I'm watching a superhero show and the superhero doesn't do anything. He didn't do anything.
Well, when they had scenes with him, like when he took off the car door and went through that whole building and just tore everyone
That's
apart.
That's a Daredevil ripoff, of course.
Why?
Trying to go through the hall scene. Having him go through a constant fight scene. Like, oh, they liked it on Daredevil. We're going to do it on this show. Which, I'm fine with it. Yeah. But, you know. Do something
I think
different.
It worked better here than it did on Daredevil. Just because you got this invulnerable guy that can sit there and run through everybody.
No.
It looked cooler on
because
Daredevil.
Because Daredevil's... The reason why it's more impressive and more entertaining is because he's more susceptible to... actually getting killed. He's not indestructible. That's why it's more impressive, in my opinion. Oh, Steve's going to pee again.
And he derails us again.
But I don't know. What else is going on besides Luke Cage? What else do you guys want to say? Tony, you want to add anything to Luke Cage discussion?
Not knowing a lot about the character, other than being introduced to him in the first the handful of episodes he was in.
I'll
Jessica Jones.
It did start strong, though. I'll give you that. Because it was hot. The sex scene between him and...
The cop.
The cop. What was her
Misty
name?
Knight.
Holy hell.
I fell asleep right before that when I was watching it one time.
Oh, my. I couldn't believe what they get away with on Netflix.
Rubbed it out and fell asleep.
I was like, is this Cinemax or is this fucking Netflix? I was like, holy shit.
Well, I got to that. I was at that episode.
But you know what? That's no different than Jessica Jones. Where,
no.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ. No.
No, I know. But I was like, holy.
Yeah, he got a little more action in that show than he did.
No doubt.
Which makes I'm glad it's more adult. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, and my kid's like, "Can I watch this?" I'm like, "Hell no! Yeah. You can't watch this show."
Yeah.
He was like somewhat gentle with Misty. He and Jessica Jones were to fucking kill each other.
And it wasn't hate fucking. They were getting at it in that show.
You want to try to break like the bed and the floor? Okay. Fucking go to town. I was like, "Holy shit!" I remember the first time. They're like, just she was not gentle either. She's you know. I'm going to try to kill you right now.
I need a moment. Hold on.
So in the comic, Misty Knight has a robotic arm.
They kind of
alluded to that at the end of the...
Oh, she doesn't get it by the end of the show? No,
she didn't. She got shot in the arm, and it's like, are they gonna give her a robotic arm?
Just because she gets shot in it? Or does it get chopped off? Like, or
well, no, it doesn't get chopped off, but, I mean, she gets shot and left in a basement with Luke Cage for... a few hours while they wait for Rosario Dawson to show up.
Were they having sex while they waited at least?
No.
Well, then it's not worth watching.
It's kind of fucked up. Like, well, you're losing a lot of blood, but, you know,
How else are you going to pass the time?
Maybe he has sex with the hole to stop her from bleeding.
Oh, that's so nasty. Oh.
For fuck's sake.
Is it any worse than period sex?
Oh, no. No, see, he said when it ripped off, would you have sex with the hole? Like the bullet hole?
Here. It's in here.
That doesn't look kindly to Luke Cage then. That breaks down stereotypes.
That's so fucked up. Yeah, getting back. I don't like to hear the race thing. What do you say about that, man? There's no reason.
Well, no, that's been something I've heard that a lot of black people have liked the show more than the other shows because it spoke to them more than Daredevil or Jessica Jones.
See, and I sit next to a black lady at work. Her name's Lisa. And I was like, did you like this show? She's like, yeah, I liked it. And I was like, did you really like it? She's like, eh, enough, you know. But I was like, no. And I explained to her why it sucks. She's like, yeah, okay. It kind of sucks. You know, I don't know. I don't like breaking it down that way.
Well, you probably nerded out, and she just didn't want to hear it anymore.
Maybe that's what it was. Did you kill it? Is the can done?
Well, it's done. I didn't know if you wanted to take a picture for Jeff.
Not really.
You took a picture already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, without you in it.
Oh. Go have sex with a bullet hole. Relax.
Lori, bend over.
We find new fucking lows each time we record. God damn it.
Multiple times we record.
I wish that's never been on another podcast ever.
What, fucking bullet holes?
Yes, I guarantee you. I guarantee you at least we're original in our thoughts.
I sure hope we get the hashtag bullet hole fucking the trend on Twitter.
That's what we're calling this.
If not, we need to go.
Episode 35, bullet hole fucking.
It won't make iTunes.
No, yeah. But if we release Facebook and live, maybe some people will get going.
This is
going
to be Toner's Christmas Spectacular Part 2.
Kind of like Hot Shots.
He doesn't have anything to rant about this year.
Not yet.
How has your year been? Has 2016 been good for you?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I said it's ups and downs and shit like every other year, but
until November 8th,
from where I was, this point last year,
yeah.
The fuck, fuck Donald Trump, but where I was at this point last year, that's good.
2016 has sucked for me. I'm ready for 2017 to be here. Like, it's not going to get any better, but it's just getting harder with age. That's all.
Yeah.
Everything gets a little bit harder. You think it'd get a little easier, but no, it doesn't seem like anything.
Oh no, shit. Yeah, I love the freedoms. Like, yeah, I can drink when I want. You know, that's pretty much it, I guess.
I'm married and I can drink when I want.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about being married. I'm just talking about being, old. Like, you know, like, I can drink. That's about it. I couldn't do that as a kid.
I thought you were implying a little over a year ago you couldn't drink when you wanted.
I think if you would drink more. I think you should have drank more, actually.
Oh.
You should probably drink a lot more.
Yeah.
And been a lot more belligerent. At least live up to whatever she was talking about. If someone's going to accuse you of something, go, all right, fuck you. What about you, Steve? How's 2016 treating you? You've been having a really good 2016, I think.
Yeah, me and Lori are getting ready to build a house.
I saw that
on
Facebook.
It's going to be good.
Where are you building that? So people can find you and stalk you.
It's all good till you live together.
Uh-oh. That's not good to say.
That was Jay, not
hey,
me.
That's
not
that good. Could, that could go either way.
I know.
So, you guys, are you nervous about it?
No.
No?
Good. No. Okay. We go pick out all the house color and options tomorrow.
Really?
Which is Sunday for everybody listening.
See, I don't know. Me and Jim were discussing, is owning worth it in this day and age to own a house? Do you think it's really worth it these days? I can understand why generations before us did it, because their house is appreciated by $100,000.
Well, no, me and Lori talked about it. I don't want the whole emotion of the whole... Oh, well, I just put $15,000 into my basement, so I want this much. No, fuck you. I don't give a shit. You could have the blood of Christ and a fucking cyst down here or a cistern or whatever. I don't care. I want my own. It's my options that we've picked out, and it's our house. It's not somebody else's house that we're buying after the fact. It's just because you have that. It's what it is.
I guess it's just a layup in regards to – or sorry, a toss-up because – I would think that you're going to enjoy what you're going to get, and you're excited about it. Jay, you seem to be pretty happy with where you're bought. But me and Toner, we've probably had pretty opposite experiences, right?
Well, yeah, I bought my house, closed in, 2004, summer of 2004, and then it was, 3 years later, 4 years later.
Yeah.
Market blows up, I'm upside down. Yeah. I think I might be to a point now where if it appraised, I could probably, I might be able to break even, or I might make a couple grand, maybe.
That's why we haven't moved yet, is we just got out
got
from...
Got upside down. Yeah. And I think it was just a fact of we all bought young. And I think... Have you guys noticed that? I think Steve is doing it the way it's going to change into. Not saying Steve's old, because Steve's only about a year. Actually, you're probably my age. You're 34 or something like that, right?
Yeah, I'll be 35 in February.
35 in February. Yep. I'll be the same thing. So you're about the same month.
Yay.
So where you wait, and that's what's going to happen. People are going to start getting married way later in life. You're going to start buying houses way later in life. And they're going to hold off on collecting all that debt way later in life.
I come from a family where my dad married at 39.
Yeah. But you didn't.
No,
you
I didn't.
You got married actually pretty young compared to that. I got...
Well, very young compared to that, yeah. But both my brothers are following that path.
Yeah. Well,
Your
youngest brother ain't ever getting married, dude.
Well, and that was always the threat with Aaron. It's like, I'm on my dad's plan.
Shit, Was I 33 when I finally got... Yeah, I was 33
but
when
no,
I got married.
But you bought your house when you were younger.
Oh, yeah, I was 20. Yeah, 24.
You were in your 20s when you bought your house. See, that's what's changing. I think it's all changing to where people make these big life decisions way later in life. And that's just because people are living a lot longer, I think.
Yeah, my dad was the exception at the time, waiting that long.
Yeah. I don't know. We always talk about if you could have the experience of, would you ever do it again the way you did it before? We would never have bought a house.
No.
We would never have bought a house.
We said the same thing.
And I feel so stupid because, we was talking about earning the mortgage. I never saw it coming. I was too young in the industry to know what was going on, that I had no clue that that's what was going to happen. Now, living through it and having experienced it, I was like, oh, you could see it happening again.
Yeah.
You could see it's most likely going to happen again and people are going to get fucked over bad.
Oh,
because it's already happening now where...
Regulations are going back up.
They're loosening.
Oh, yeah. Wall Street started jerking off as soon as Trump got elected. Oh, my God, regulations are going away.
And I'm like, did you not learn from your mistakes? And I'm not trying to scare you. You guys are going to be fine.
Oh, I'm not worried.
Because I think you're doing what's right. Is you waited long enough that you're like, okay, whatever I'm buying, this is where I'm going to be, and I'm making it mine. Versus when we bought, maybe, or at least when I bought, we just bought whatever we could find. We bought whatever we could afford at the time, because houses that were pieces of shit were selling for way more than they should have been valued for.
Oh, God. I built mine. And, it was... Everybody talks about, like, that the starter home,
But you had to build way out in East Jesus where you could afford to build brand new at that young of an age. But try doing that in a populated area and a well-established area.
You
can't do that there.
Even in this area where we're at, our house is almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
And we bought it, and it went upside down quickly. Where you could build a brand new house and spend twice as much as we did for almost the same house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just sucks. Yeah. That's why I'm getting back to the whole point of 2016. It's just going back and thinking about stuff. How hopefully stuff like that will start going away. Next steps in life.
They played from some award show in September, all the people that died this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's probably doubled since then.
Who do you think's the biggest name to have died in 2016?
Well,
mine's going to be Prince.
Yeah, I was going to say Prince too. Yeah. He was probably the least expected.
Yeah. Which, actually, if you ask somebody in their teens right now, you think they even know who Prince is?
No.
I don't think they even know who he is. Which, does that make us really old now that we know all that?
No.
Yeah. Not, but he's not.
Oh, are we turning into the older generation?
Well,
I don't know if we're there yet.
We even mentioned Michael Jackson. Our kids still don't know.
They don't. Oh, see, my kids know who Michael Jackson. But I think that's because we let them know, saying don't. Take candy from people like him.
Don't go to sleepovers.
No, he's got good music, so we let him listen.
Yeah.
And most of his music's his music's tame enough to where you can let them listen to it.
Bowie.
For the most part.
See, I thought about that. I was like, Bowie, but I forgot. Yeah.
Prince, though? Really?
But he didn't advertise he had candy.
I'm trying to generate a conversation here if I let him debate it. That's all, guys.
Bowie was around a lot longer.
Yeah.
And he reached more people. He was acting a lot, too. Yeah.
Which do you think was more impactful from him, his acting career or his music career?
Well, it depends on your generation. Because if you grew up and you were a teen in the 70s, mm-hmm. his music probably impacted you more than his acting ever would. But us growing up in the 80s, we saw him in Labyrinth.
What else was he in movie-wise, though, besides Labyrinth?
Prestige.
Basquiat. Yeah, he was
he's in
Tesla.
Prestige. Yeah, Tesla, yeah.
Yeah.
Prestige.
I don't know them.
I don't think he did a lot of acting stuff. It's more bit roles.
But basically what you're saying is what he wasn't, it was big enough to know that he was big enough in that role. Okay.
I don't know. I would have figured he was bigger musically.
Can you name more than 3 songs by him? You say that, but can you name
I couldn't name the names, but
if you
recognize them,
okay. I mean, there's Fame, Let's Dance.
Lance Dance, Suffrage City, Ziggy Stardust.
So Steve can do it, all right. But you do karaoke, so maybe you hear that.
No, it's satellite radio. I listen, there's a lot of stuff his comes up there, so.
Ewan McGregor played him in Velvet Goldmine.
I never heard that movie. Was it a good movie?
Never saw it.
Then how do you?
Now what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just
saying.
He played David Bowie.
Garbage. That's garbage. He's a respectable actor. He was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Where are your dogs, by the way?
One's laying under the table.
Is he alive?
unlike Toner's dogs,
Merry
they don't
Christmas,
hump your leg.
You have a dead dog.
Fuck you, because my dog did die a year ago at Christmas time. So thanks for that painful memory.
Yeah, way to bring that up.
My dog did die, but I'm just fucking with you. It's fine. I grieved. I moved on. It's okay.
Derailment number three.
I just want to see Steve. I just want to see your reaction. That's all I wanted to do.
I just wanted to watch you cringe.
Yeah. No, my dog passed away. He went into, it was Thanksgiving last year. We took him to the dog emergency room.
Yep.
On Thanksgiving Day, and you wouldn't believe how many people were in there with dogs in an emergency room on Thanksgiving Day.
Probably because the assholes gave him like a fucking chicken, a turkey leg, and like,
hey, my dog's choking to death.
We don't do Thanksgiving. Well, I mean, for other people, but I don't know what it was. We took him in there. He was just having issues. Because what you worry about is dogs can't get gas. Basically, they can't. Don't let them get gas bubbles in their stomach because they can suffocate from it. Basically, and we thought that's what he had because he's having trouble breathing. And it took him in. Nah, he's fine. Died right before Christmas time.
Oof.
I was like, you gotta be kidding me with this shit. And he was 10 years old. And I was like, I'm bringing the podcast way down right now. I know.
Yeah.
You guys are like, oh.
You're killing it.
I know. But it's just, that makes it rough. Do you guys have anything like life altering happen around the holidays where you hate the holidays a little bit because of it? I don't hate Christmas because of it, but it brings up a sad memory. Every year now. Well, I mean, this is going to be our first year.
No, two or three years ago, me and Tony's grandma passed like right before?
Right before Christmas.
It was like in December.
It was right before Christmas. Yeah. It was 20. Well, this is 16th. Well, that's 2014.
2014. Yeah.
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 Wait a second. So that was. Did you talk about that in 22 and 23 from last year?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I might not.
I'm just going back to.
No, Tony's misery is worse.
I'm pretty closed off from my emotions, to be honest with you.
No. I'm not saying that.
I think we recorded before his dog.
Yeah.
So
that was
maybe what it was. I don't know.
We recorded kind of like at the beginning of December, didn't we?
I think so.
Have you guys dealt with that recently? I mean, no, you haven't dealt with it recently. But
what?
Have you dealt with it recently? Is there anything more sad than your dog passing away? I mean, I hadn't had to deal with that since I was a kid, when my dog's passed away when I was a kid.
Earlier in the summer, we had a cancer scare with Phoenix, where she was limping. We took her to the vet, and they saw something on her bone and thought it was cancer.
Yeah.
And we sat all weekend dreading it, and then they called and said, no, it's just arthritis.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
because how it happened when I was
I know.
When I was
what a way to kill the
sorry,
weekend.
Sorry, it's not cancer. It's just some gas. Sorry.
I drank heavily that weekend.
Because, did you guys always have dogs growing up?
No.
These are the only dogs I've ever had.
We had a dog in the house always growing up, and every
always
dog,
humped Mike.
We always had a dog growing up, and you know a lifespan for a dog. When you're a kid, you think they're gonna live forever. Right?
Yeah,
but when you finally get around to understanding life a little more, you know, they last. They live for about 10 years on average. A little bit older. You're lucky. For anything over 10 years, you're kind of lucky.
Yeah.
Every dog we had was, you know, something's not right. You leave the dog with the vet. They take care of it. They put the dog down.
Yeah.
Jake was his name. We came home. Jake was dead on the floor. And we had the kids with us. And we walked in, and he was dead. And I was like, I've never had to see the dog. I never had to hold a dead dog. That's the thing. It was hard. It was rough. It's not easy.
The closest we've come is we gave my brother our cat after
which brother?
Will. Kevin.
He killed it.
No.
He paused. No. He paused.
Wow.
Way
he didn't think
too
about
long.
It, dude. What the fuck?
No.
Either he killed it or he did.
No, he did.
All right. Okay.
No. And, well, he called us panic because he stopped eating, drinking. And
that's
Aaron,
when you know there's something wrong. Yeah.
Aaron went up and they had to put him down.
Yeah.
And so when we had to tell the kids. And
okay, I'm going to put this out there. You tell me if I'm wrong. Cat dying's not going to bother me that much. Dog's going to kill me. Dog's dying just tear me up. Cat dying, cats are assholes.
A cat shits in a box. You can tell a dog to, you know, do all kinds of, like, slip out bombs.
Because you can't create that emotional bond with a cat because they don't play with you.
I just saw that on Facebook. That's the reason why I said that.
Our cat played with us a lot. Yeah,
really?
And even a year after we gave him to my brother, he still recognized us when we'd go over there.
Oh, really?
And when we told Will, he started crying.
Oh, okay.
And then we had a goldfish, and it died three times, but we replaced it the first two times, and the kids didn't even know.
What are you doing? You got to teach kids about that stuff.
Well, we told them the last time, and again, Will cried. So. But yeah, the first time, I'm like, Aaron, the fish is floating.
Oh, again.
And so she stopped on the way home and got one, and I distracted the kids while she put it in the bowl.
Did you ever win a goldfish from a carnival?
No.
You guys ever win a goldfish from a carnival? Dead same day.
Yeah.
Same day every damn time.
Tits McGee right? did. Yeah, she did.
Every day you bring it home. Bring it home in a plastic bag, bring it, put it in something, dead.
These beta fish last about 3 months each time. So yeah, finally we're just like, we're not doing this anymore.
Well, speaking of cats, when we were driving on, we were driving out today to go to my kid's soccer game. Dead cat on the road. Roadkill dead cat.
Yeah.
A tabby cat.
Yeah.
Like one of those golden looking ones. Have you guys ever hit a cat or a dog with your car?
No.
I know you hit a deer.
God damn
fuck
it.
That deer. Fucking yeah. Deer fucking suck because they live through most of that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They hurt your car more than you hurt them.
Yeah,
it seems
pretty
like.
Much.
Yeah.
But no. Have you ever run over anything? Squirrel?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Squirrel.
You've hit a squirrel? Yeah. Did you feel bad about it?
I did, yeah. Well, I didn't cry, but I was like, well, you dumb fuck.
I didn't shed a tear.
Because
like,
I didn't
fuck
kill
you.
I didn't kill it right away.
You didn't?
No, I saw the fucker crawl
did you
up
did you,
my
did
legs.
You did you hit reverse and go make sure you
no,
finished
well,
the job?
I tried. All right,
grabbed it by the neck and twisted.
I saw the fucker
did
coming.
Did you stop and get out of the car?
No.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not getting out of the car for a score.
I kind
of,
I mean, I
slowed.
Rest
with fluffy tails.
I'm going to bring it back, mouth to mouth.
I slowed down. I didn't, like, come to a screeching halt.
I don't mean that.
I slowed down, and the fucker, like, instead of just kept going, it stopped.
He stopped and he turned into Barry Sanders. They do that shit.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm going to try and outweave you and try to figure out how I'm going to live.
So then I think I'm like, I think I hit
here's
it.
The thing, here's
and I look in the rearview mirror and the fucker's crawling. I broke its back.
Oh, you
so
asshole.
So it's crawling off on two legs.
You
like,
should have just backed up and finished it off.
Were you on a road where you could have done that?
No, not going
to
do it. Because
that would have been the merciful thing to do, I think.
Yeah.
Back. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the right thing to do, maybe.
I mean, he crawled off fast. And plus, I'm like, fuck, I got somewhere to be.
If you hit a person that were like that, would you back up and finish him off?
No, I put him in the trunk and
didn't
get rid
talk
of the
about
evidence.
This before? Didn't you have a buddy?
What?
We talked about had a buddy that hit somebody with a truck, you think? And we
no.
Just,
oh, no. That no. The
who
highway,
was that?
The 370
oh,
killer thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Wasn't, no. Yeah, you just don't want to talk about it. It's okay. We'll move on.
He didn't hit anybody. He thinks he might have, like, ran over the pieces and shit of the human.
Yeah.
The human debris.
Somebody else hit him and they.
Oh, sure he did.
How do we find
wait a
that?
Minute. She's got. They got some insight. Yeah. She knows somebody that killed somebody with a car, doesn't she? Did you kill somebody with a car?
No.
You hit somebody. Did you hit somebody with the car?
Jess from Hattricks? Yeah, she knew. No, the bartender that owns Hattricks here in O'Fallon, she knew the guy who died on the side of the road, the one we did on the podcast.
No.
Yeah.
The 370 one?
Yeah.
Oh.
The 370 killer.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good serial killer name. I'm the 370 killer.
Yeah.
And I'm not done until I reach 370.
Yeah, right. 369 more to go.
We'll write the movie. Don't worry. We'll okay. Get it. We're good at horror movie stuff. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I think I've hit a squirrel once. I think I did. Because I hit something, when I looked back and there wasn't anything there. But I felt like my tires went bump, you know, hit the double bump. I'm like, because the fucking squirrel wouldn't move, man. He wouldn't get out in the middle of the road. And he's trying to do, oh, am I going to go? Am I not? And I can't hit my brakes because I'll make the person behind me slam into me, right? And I'm not going to cause a car pileup over a squirrel. I would try to avoid him if I could, but there's just nothing you can
Lori
do.
Lori said she hit a rabbit and a snake.
Fuck a snake. I'd back over a fucking snake, kill every one of those.
I've thrown a snake in the road so it'd get ran over.
You touched a snake?
It, like, popped,
I
too.
Touch
no, I didn't touch it, no. I let my brother-in-law do that.
Yeah.
But rabbit? What are you, heartless? What the hell?
Haven't you read Watership Down?
Never heard of it.
You guys never read that?
No. I don't read books. Fuck that shit.
I am
it was like a requirement for like high school.
I'm reading Where the Red Fern Grows right now. I never read it when I was a kid.
I never read it.
I thought it was a high school requirement or at least an elementary school requirement.
I don't remember anything.
My kid read it and he said he cried. So I was like, no, I got to read it.
And then if you don't cry, you're going to make fun of him?
No, I'm going to be like, am I that disconnected from my emotions?
He is.
No, I'll cry about it, I'm sure. But
grow a pair. Don't cry about a book.
Did I tell you about the time when I was a kid and a woman hit my dog with her car?
No.
And he didn't die. Or she didn't die. Her name was Bandit. And
I remember Bandit.
She got out of the house. And she would know. She would always try to run out of the house. She didn't. For some reason, she just didn't want to be owned, I think. She just didn't want to live in a house. Wanted to be wild. Ran down the street. Woman comes flying up. There, she couldn't do anything about it. And I'm running after her, or running after trying to catch her, bolting down the street. She just, boom, hits her in the face. And Bandit goes flying. Like, you could just see it, and just imagine that in your head.
Like helicopter?
Like a helicopter, yes. Thank you. Thank you for the words. I couldn't get it. Fucking, she did a fucking helicopter with a dog, and she pulls over, and I'm, how old am I, Jay? Probably 7, 8 at that point. Probably.
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
No, but you were old. If she was around, you would know.
How yeah.
Old.
Was it a woman that hit her?
Yeah, it was a woman.
Well, you called her a cunt, right?
No. Okay. I don't think I was old enough to know what a cunt was at that point.
Just call her a cunt. Sorry, but proceed.
At that point, that's one of the words you just hear and don't know what it means.
But I'm bawling. I'm crying. I thought she killed my dog, right? I made this woman cry so hard. She wasn't crying because she hit the dog. She's crying because I'm crying over, like, you killed my dog. What the hell did you do to my dog? Like, oh.
If you had today's sensibilities, you probably could have gotten laid because of it.
Jesus.
Would you ever really do that? Honestly, you're not married.
Dude, you can't.
You're not married.
These loaded fucking question.
You're not married. I'll make Steve answer this question because he's got a girlfriend.
Well,
he's
got no fucking shame anyway.
Woman hits your dog.
Aaron,
but your dog
come down
lives.
With a hot friend and be like, hey, I'd fuck that. Sorry, Lori.
A woman hits your dog with the car. Would you use that?
See your notepad real quick.
Would you use that? To try to get laid at this point in your life. Because, again, I'm not trying to get laid when I'm 7 or 8, Jay. Sorry. if Joe does, he would try, I'm sure, at that age. But, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, hey, my penis works now. Can you, you just ran over my fucking dog. Can I fuck you?
Would you really do that? Would you try to? I don't think I could ever do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't think I
Tony,
could.
I know Tony's looking at me like everyone's sick for even thinking about it.
I would have played up my heart attack angle. Like, oh, man. Oh, that was rough.
See, you could have played that angle saying, you never know when I'm going to die. I could. Yeah. This could be my last day on Earth.
Could have been, yeah.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I made her cry so bad. It was bad. Bad story. What are you doing over there?
I'm thinking about going live. I don't know.
Oh, if he's going Facebook
He's taking
live.
Selfies.
No, it's on video, you Kay. Fuck.
This is Jay, and you just finished listening to the first part of our 3.5-hour recording we did last month. We're trying to break it up so we don't just bombard you with a lot of stuff at once. Look for us on our website, nerdcast.com. That's NYRDCAST. We're on social media. Find us on Twitter and Instagram, @nerdcast. Again, NYRDCAST. We'll be back next week with another podcast, and interviews will be starting back up again, too. In the meantime, be sure to check out ijov.net for other great podcasts. This week's music is from This Cricket Home and their track, Done With Being Hopeless. I couldn't find my words.